Wait, do it this week for it.
Case number 9923, Desiree Lee Black, north of Road 538, 600 feet east of Maryland, Delaware line. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. That's correct?
Right.
Would you step up here?
State your full name and address.
My name is Desiree Lee Black, 29334 Caves Cove, Seaford, Delaware, 11973.
Yours, sir?
Thomas Gibson, 29334 Caves Cove, Seaford, Delaware, 11973.
Place your right hand there. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Sir, I
that's trailer.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're requesting to keep this mobile home for a medical hardship?
Yes.
Your mother?
Yes.
Okay.
I have one from my father who passed away March 27th of this year.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and this gentleman here is going to be staying in there?
This is my son.
This is your son. Okay. Okay.
This was approved in 1994 for your mother?
No, for my father.
Father, I'm sorry. And had you reapplied for it?
No.
How come?
Because I didn't really know that I had to.
Okay.
I guess that's only my fault.
Pretty certain that originally when we approved it, we made it quite clear that you had to come back as long as the hardship existed. To reapply. So we want to make that clear to this time.
Okay.
And the way it works now, instead of you having come back before this board, is if the hardship still exists 2 years from now,
then
instead of applying for a variant or for a hearing, you can actually just call the office and get an approval from the director year after year.
Okay.
As long as the hardship exists.
Okay.
That would be just for that person.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a letter from Marie Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are two out there. Two?
Yeah, there's two ladies out there.
Okay, and Marie Jacobs is saying that you are graciously taking care of her, and she's confined to her bed. So she wanted me to read that to the board.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
How many mobiles are on the property?
That's my land. That's 5 acres that I have. And there's two.
Yours and hers?
No. There's a one in the front that's been there since about 20 years ago.
Okay. It's 5 acres?
Yes, it's my name.
Okay. And it was allowed then?
Yes.
I got you. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
I don't
make a motion that we approve case number 9,923 for a period of 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was second to that motion. Second. Have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9,923 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.